Es kann so sein, dass ich nicht mehr richtig sagen kann, wenn wir heute mit dem Sachen darf, Zadig Dalet. Sagt die Gemara Rabbis, that he heard from his Rabbeim, that the sun travels 6,000 parsoys across the sky every day. Based on that, we can determine that the height that the sun travels up to sunrise and then back down for sunset is 1,000 parsoys. We can determine this because Rabbi Bar Chanan and Rabbi Yechanan said a person can walk 40 mil each day. 5 mil from Alois until Nates, the time it takes the sun to rise in the sky, 30 from Nates until sunset, and 5 from sunset until nighttime. We see that the time it takes the sun to rise is 1/6 of the day. Therefore, if the sun travels 6,000 parsoys across, it must travel 1,000 parsoys up. Rabbi Huda says that a person who walks only 4 mil from Alois to Nates, 32 mil from Nates until sunset, and then 4 mil from sunset till nighttime, which means that the time period is only 1/8 of the time it takes for the sun to travel across the sky. This is clearly a Zaknamara Tayufta of Rava, and clearly a Tayufta of Ula as well. Mari says it could be it's not problematic for Rabbi Yochanan. He may say that the Braisa agrees with him that a person can walk 40 mil each day. And it was Ula and Rava who broke out the 40 mil and were mistaken in how they broke it out. It also could be it's not problematic according to Rabbi Hanina, who learned from a pasuk that a person who can travel 5 mil from Alois until Nates, because that pasuk dealt with the people who were rushing. The Malachim were rushing light, the Vayeitzu, pushing him. And they therefore maybe were able to travel a farther distance than his typical person when he's just walking. Fidekmar Abraisa says, Mitzrayim, which is 400 by 400 parsoys, is 1/60th the size of Kush, which is 1/60th the size of the world. We see that the world is considerably larger than 6,000 parsoys that Rava said it was. Again, a Tayufta of Rava. Fidekmar Abnazim says, all of civilization exists under one star. This can be proven by the fact that no matter where in the world you are, the star always seems to be directly overhead. The civilized part of the world is more than 1,000 parsoys wide, which means that a single star is that size as well. Given that there are thousands of stars, the path of the sun must be much more than 6,000 parsoys. Again, a Tayufta. Bryce says, the constellation of Egla is north of the equator, and the constellation of Akrev is to the south. And all of civilization exists only between the two, north of Akrev and south of Egla. It takes the sun 1 hour to pass over all of civilization, the hour straddling Chatzos, when the sun seems directly overhead. The Bryce seems to say that the path of the sun is 12 times the size of civilization, which is much larger than Rava has said. Again, a Tayufta of Rava. How can you think you'll come up to heaven? From heaven to earth would take 500 years of travel. And the same would be for the travel through each of the seven heavens. Now we know that the size of the earth is equal to the height of the heaven. If so, it would take a person 500 years to walk the earth, given that you can only travel 40 parsoys a day. That means that the earth is much larger. You can travel 40 parsoys a day, which means that the earth is much larger than Rava had said. Again, a Tayufta of Rava. The Jewish sages say that the wheel of the constellations that remains stationary, but the constellations move somewhat. The non-Jewish sages say that the wheel of the constellation turns, but the constellations remain stationary in their possessions and in their positions in the wheel. Rebbe said the Jewish sages must be correct because we never find that Egla is in the south or Akrev is in the north, which must mean that the wheel does not turn, because if it did, it would result in such movement of position. Rav Acha bar Yaakov said it may be that in fact it does turn, but without total movement of these bodies, like the turning of the pivot in respect to the door or the two parts of a millstone, and therefore is no raya. Zaklimar, the Jewish sages say that the sun travels below the sky during the day, and therefore is visible, and above the sky at night, which is why it's not visible. The non-Jewish sages say that the sun travels below the sky during the day and below the ground during the night. Rebbe said the words of the non-Jewish sages seem more reasonable because it explains why the springs of water, are warmer during the night because the sun is underneath and it heats up the water from below. Abraisa says, Rav Nosson said, in the summer the sun travels high above the earth, which is why the world is hot, but the springs are cool. In the winter, the sun travels low in the sky, off to the side, which is why the world is colder, but the springs are warm. Abraisa says, during Nisan Iyar Sivan, the sun travels in the mountains to melt the snow. During Tammuz Av and El, the sun travels over the civilization to ripen the crops. During Tishrei Cheshvan Kislev, it travels over the water to dry up the rivers. And Tevis Shrat and Adar, it travels over the desert so as not to dry out the planted seeds. Mishnah said, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm a meus kupas v'chulu. Fidekting where Rabbi Eliezer says, even though he is right outside the Azor and can come in, we don't tell him that he has to come in, and he's not chayiv karis for failing to bring a carbon pesach. However, Rabbi Eliezer says in a brisa that if one can get a bris and doesn't, he's chayiv karis for not bringing a pesach. So you see that you do have to put yourself into a matzav of an obligation. Abaye said, the heter of not being there only applies to one who is not in the Azara, not to one who is posel for any other reason, meaning he's tummy if he doesn't have a bris. Rava said, we find a machlokes regarding what Rabbi Eliezer said. Some said he said far away means he must be out of Yerushalayim. But Rabbi Yosef, son of Rabbi Yehuda, named Rabbi Eliezer, said that outside the Azara is considered far away. Therefore, the brisa that says that one without a bris will get karis may actually follow a third opinion as to what exactly Rabbi Eliezer held, and which holds that he will only not be chayev karis if he cannot make it to the Azara in time to bring the Pesach. According to that, The one who can get a bris and bring a Pesach and does not do so would be Chayiv Karis. It's a different sheet altogether. Zakta Gemara, a brisa that says that when determining if the tzibur is tummy, we look at whoever is actually in the Azara, must follow the shita of Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda that we just quoted. The Mishnah said, Omer lo Rabbi Yossi lefikach v'chulu. Zakta Gemara, Rabbi Yossi clearly said in the brisa, the word derech in the pasuk when taken alone would suggest that the person must be 2 or 3 days away. However, the pasuk says uva derech loy hoya, which teaches that he doesn't have to be far away. Even just outside the Azara is considered to be far away for this purpose, and he would therefore not be chayiv karis for not bringing a Pesach if he was in this derech or chayka.